Okay, we got somebody we haven't had on in a very long time, Todd from Wilderness Sports in Ishpeming. Todd, I actually don't know if you've ever been on the program, have you?
Briefly, once or twice for a very brief fishing report a long time ago.
All right. Well, welcome back. I'm actually calling you not to talk necessarily fishing today. I wanted to talk a little bit about some specialty products that you carry there in downtown Ishpeming at Wilderness. Let's start with concealed carry pistols and product lines out there. And specifically, I wanted to kind of speak to the ladies out there, because that's become a huge demographic for firearms makers, for those that want to get their CPL. The ladies, you carry specific lines just for that, right?
Correct. We have the Smith & Wesson. It's called the Lady Smith. And we've also got some of these smaller stature, like the Taurus 380s and things that are built for someone with a smaller hand and
sure.
Built with concealed carry in mind as well. It kind of serves both purposes.
Now, when you have somebody come in and talk to you about CPL, whether it's a man or a woman, do you talk about calibers a lot? I'm sure that's got to be a, kind of a big topic. You know, what am I going to choose for my caliber?
Absolutely. If you have a first-time gun user that is purchasing a concealed carry weapon and they're not real familiar with recoil or caliber, you always want to kind of go over the pros and cons of each caliber and hope that helps them make a decision.
And what do you typically tell people a minimum to carry in a caliber, or is there a minimum in your mind?
In my mind, I don't think there's a minimum anymore with the advances that have been made in ammunition technology and different critical defense bullets that people can buy. I think that the minimum caliber should be what that person is super comfortable in, because
sure.
If you're not comfortable shooting it, it's not going to matter what it is. So you want something that you're going to feel comfortable with.
Well, that's good to know that. I mean, you have obviously a lot of ammunition there as well, and that is another component in making your decision. And obviously, you're a good source of information to talk about that when putting the equation all together. And we got more to talk to Todd about from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming as we continue our CPL discussions and specific product lines designed for women that want to carry a concealed weapon. Also, we'll get into the whole Yeti cooler craze and the fact that they are flying off the shelves, and we're not just talking about the coolers themselves. So stay tuned for part 2 in our next Outdoor Report, coming up later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.